Well, it's certainly been a very exciting game of football here in McCool Park in Ballofhead this afternoon, where Donegal Ladies took all to the field in search of a further 3 points in their fifth game of the National Football League Division 2 fixture. The full-time whistle has gone, and it's Tyrone who have secured victory here this afternoon. The final scoreline reads Donegal 1-12. Tyrone 3-11, a 5-point win in the end for our next door neighbours, which means they now have 13 points on the board and sit comfortably in second place going into their last two games of the league. Overall, it's been a disappointing day for the Donegal side, who couldn't get back into the lead from an early stage in this game. It was Tyrone who started with the first point coming from cornerback Zoe Loughran. After just 1 minute in play, Donegal's first score came off the boot of cornerback Shannon McLaughlin, and a further 2 points on the board from Killybegs forward Suzanne White and half forward Jodie McFadden. But it was Tyrone who counteracted these scores with a blitz of 1-2 before captain Eve McLaughlin netted from Suzanne White's effort on goal in the 10th minute. Tyrone responded with 4 points, 2 from danger woman Zoe Loughran and 2 from midfielder Aveen McHugh. Donegal Suzanne White added 2 more scores from Freeze to leave only 2 points between the sides. Maria Canavan added another point before Donegal were dealt another blow in the 21st minute of the first half when blistering turn of pace from Chloe McCaffrey ended her and her side's second goal, putting her side 6 points ahead. Both sides before the half ended added 1 point apiece, and Donegal went in at the break with 6 points, 6 points down. Donegal made 2 changes at the break, Nicole Gordon and Niamh Boyle, being replaced by Katie Dowds and Leisha Ryan. Suzanne White had the chance to drop the deficit to 5 points after 2 minutes, but her free dropped short into the keeper's hands. Minutes later, Tyrone had another goal chance blocked down by cornerback Shannon McLaughlin, and it meant her effort went out wide for a 45. The first score of the second half came off the boot of Terrence Joni McFadden. Donegal were let off the hook in the 10th minute when referee Philip Conway, after talking to his umpires, deemed Tyrone's Anya Strain to be in the square and disallowed the goal. A relief for Donegal at that stage. Donegal Suzanne White and substitute Kitty Dowds added 2 scores for the home side, leaving it Donegal 1-9 to 2-9, a goal separating the sides. Tyrone's Maria Canavan pointed from a free moments later to stretch their lead to 4 points with 13 minutes left to play. Terrence Jodie McFadden added her second point of the afternoon, only to be quickly cancelled out at the other end from another Tyrone score. Donegal's keeper Claire Friel, who had no choice but to concede a penalty with 5 minutes left to play when Emma Conroy's effort came off the upright, Katie Ahern it was who made way for substitute keeper Orla Corrie to come on. But it was Maria Canavan who netted from the spot kick to leave it Tyrone 3-11, Donegal 1-10. 7 points between the sides with only 2 minutes left to play. Scores from Jodie McFadden and Suzanne White reduced the gap to 5 points, but those were to be the last scores of the game, and Tyrone indeed looked to be in a very good secure position for a league final spot, which will see them get promotion to Division 1 for the first time in almost 5 years. And certainly with the display of football out there today, that's in fact the pathway that they're on. Donegal no doubt disappointed and will have to travel away for the next 2 matches to Cavan and Tipperary. I will of course be bringing you some after-match reaction later on in the afternoon. But for now, here in McCool Park in Ballybuffet, it's the full-time score is Donegal 1-12, Tyrone 3-11.